Blog Talk Radio.
Today is March the 19th, 2011. This morning, God gave me a verse that relates to myth. So this message is mainly for the men. The verse God gave me is 1 Peter 3:7. And it reads, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." And I will repeat this verse again. 1 Peter 3:7. "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." I'm going to read what I wrote down as my notes. God answered my usual question with chanting while writing spirit language or spiritual script. Then he gave me 1 Peter 3:7. After I did my prayer this morning, I went into chanting, and while I was chanting, I was writing in the ancient tongue as I was chanting, and that's what I mean by writing in a spiritual language. So what I'm writing is not English, but I was writing and chanting at the same time. So this was a message that God was relaying to me on a much higher level. Now, continue to read. As I read the verse, I remember recently a little joke was going on about women. So when I read 1 Peter about men honoring their wife, I thought about when I was in class and the speaker mentioned the verse about, you know, women being subject to husbands and whatever those verses were that he was talking, he said, and you know, now I've heard that the women, now I haven't seen this in the Bible, but women have said that, and then they made something better, women, or something like that. But let me just read my notes. But I thought about that, and we were all laughing, you know, and as the years went by, people do make jokes about that verse, you know, about women being subject to husbands and a husband would say, "Look, I'm the head of the house. You do what I say." And they just took those verses to make it work for them. They took those verses to, like, try to put a woman in her place. Like, "I'm the head of the house. You're under me, and you do what I say." And they were taking those verses, and they were making it to be more than what God meant it for it to be. So God is letting people... men know in 1 Peter 3:7 what that means. And so let me just finish. And I keep getting off my notes. Let me finish my notes, then I'll talk afterwards. Okay, I'm going to start back with, then he gave me 1 Peter 3:7. As I read the verse, I remembered recently a little joke was going on about women. For instance, God made man in his image, and then women would put it like, and then God said, I can do better, and made women. It was funny, and we do joke about why women came in after man. But this scripture is reminding man that he is not over woman. He is not better than woman. She is the weaker vessel, not in spirit, recognition, or blessing. She is physically weaker. Man is to remember that he is to honor his women, just as he honors God. Woman has equal rights to God's blessings. both man and woman are heirs to the throne of God. Respect your woman. She is your helpmeet, not your slave or your punching bag or anything else that is below you. She is God's daughter. She is God's child. Do not pray to God if you don't honor your woman. God says that your prayers will be hindered. They will not be effective. The strongest relationships are those where husbands honor their wives and wives honor their husbands. Respect. See God in each other. Know that one is not better than the other or is less blessed than the other. We are all God's children. Men, honor your women. Women, be your goddess self. Be all that you are. Honor your man in your strength. We women are weaker vessels physically, not spiritually. Stand in your power. Be the love and light that you are. Pray for your man. Give him godly advice. See him as a child of God. Recognize his position in Christ. I believe men treating women as God deems, women will be women. They will come out of the masculine dominating role and be the strong women that they are meant to be. Wise, spiritual, intuitive, and visionary. Balance is missing. Male-female balance. Understand your role as a man. Ask God to clearly reveal to you your role. When the man play their role as God intended, women will be their role. There will be no need to live a man's role. Be a man, a godly man. Honor your woman and all women. And that was my note. So the thing is, there are so many women out there that are taking on the role of a man for survival. Women have learned to act like men, be like men, because women are treated as less than. Women are paid less or were paid less. Women were ignored. I mean, women were treated really bad. And then the age came when women just took on the role of a man and said, I'm going to protect myself, support myself. I'm going to go out there and do what a man could do. I could do anything and everything a man could do. You know, and so women just went and took that role of a man. They took on that masculine. I mean, we're supposed to be balanced, male, female. Masculine, feminine, but we are out of balance. We are out of balance because women had to become more masculine in order to survive and move ahead, in order to create for her what she wanted to experience. And so she had to put aside her feminine and put on more masculine. She's out of balance. And because this world is out of balance, because this world is too masculine, then the goddess aspect has suffered. The goddess aspect has been laying dormant. And that is why there's so much going on in the world that is more like chaos, because there's not enough feminine energy to balance it out. And if a man would just play his role, if a man would just be the way God means for him to be, if he would just honor the women the way women are supposed to be honored, then a woman would not have to go outside of her feminine and play the role of masculine. A woman would be happy and content playing her role as feminine, and she would be balanced because she would be doing what the feminine is meant to be doing. She is there to be your helpmeet. She is there to pray for you, to keep you lifted up, to give you godly wisdom. She is there to support you in your endeavors. You know, a woman can do that and still be in her power. But you must honor her. If you do not show honor to a woman, then a woman is going to tap more into her masculine side for survival. But if you honor the woman the way she is meant to be honored, if you honor her and respect her, and when you look at her, you see God, you see God's daughter, you see someone who has the same blessings and grace from God that you have. You see her as someone that God has given you to make you a better person. You see that in a woman, then that woman will be playing her role, and she will be balanced, because a woman is normally balanced. Normally balanced. She just stepped out of that balance because of the way she was being treated. So God's message is to men today. It's for men to be men. For men to be the way God meant for them to be. Honor women. Honor every woman that you see. Respect them and see them as God's child. Respect them and see them as equal. They are not less than you. When God says the weaker vessel, he's not thinking the weaker mind, the weaker spirit. No. Weaker as far as physical strength. The way women are nowadays, some women are stronger physically than a man. When I was bodybuilding and powerlifting, I was stronger than some men. I put some men to shame, and they told me so. But that's because I was in the masculine role. I stepped out of my feminine and went more into the masculine. So there are women that are stronger than men physically, but the way it's meant to be is for women to be honest, so that they can play their balanced role as the helpmeet to the man. Men are supposed to be balanced. Women are supposed to be balanced. Where's the balance? What happened to it? The balance is no longer there. And the reason being that the men were not honoring the women. So men, go back to honor the woman. And if you don't know how, if you were not even raised to honor women, get on your knees and say, God, I am a man, and I want to be all the man that you need for me to be. Show me, Lord, how to be that man. Show me, Father, how to honor women as it is meant to be, so that we can have balance on this. Show me, God, how to be the man that I am to all the women, so that women can take their place as the goddesses that they are, so that women can take back their balance, because we men are now honoring them and being who we are and seeing them as who they are. Help us, God, to be the men that we are meant to be, so that balance can come back to this planet, come back to this world. Men took balance out of the world when they started disrespecting women. Women made it even more out of balance when they stepped into the role of the masculine for survival. So either way you look at it, we're all out of balance. I know I stepped out of balance, because when I was in balance, the man did not look at me as honorable. He did not respect me. I was in balance, but he did not respect my position. And he took my godly advice wrong. He took it, what's the word? My God, I can't even come up with these words here. But when I gave godly advice, I mean, even the Bible says to listen to the counsel of the women. It's in the Bible. And I was counseling a man without even knowing that that was even in the Bible. I was playing my role as I was supposed to be playing as the woman, the wife. And it wasn't until a year or so later in my marriage that I saw that verse. that men are supposed to take on the counsel of the woman, to listen to her. Well, my husband didn't listen to me, and it made things worse because he did not respect my counsel. And God says to respect the woman's counsel, to listen to her. And that is our role. Our role is to give you godly advice, to help you to stay in the Lord, to help you to grow strong, because we are the ones who are intuitive. We are the ones who have an even closer, more intimate relationship with the Lord. And so we are your helpmeet. We can help you be in balance with the Lord. We can help you balance your masculine and feminine energies. We can help you stay steadfast in the Lord and to be strong and to grow spiritually. That was our position. But you disrespected that. You did not honor that. And that is why women found themselves becoming more masculine. Because she was not being supported. She was not being loved. She was not being appreciated. She was not being honored. You don't give a woman what she is right, what is rightfully hers. If you do not give her what she is meant to have, then she's going to find it another way. And the quickest and the best and the easiest way for her to find it is to step into her masculine more and get what she's supposed to get, because the masculine is not giving it to her. Her man is not giving it to her. So she has to go get it from within herself by developing her masculine even more. So if you go more into your masculine, you're going to be less feminine. You're going to come out of your balance. So man, if you're out there complaining about a woman not being who she's supposed to be in your eyes, if you complain about, if you're a godly man and you complain about you can't find a woman who's going to be someone that God sees as a balanced woman, if you're complaining because you can't find that woman, that every woman you come in contact with want to be over you or want to be more of a man than a woman, and whatever your complaints are about not finding that balanced woman, that's why. That's why. If you are a balanced man, thank God. Thank God for you. But understand that if you're only running into women who are more masculine, women who are taking on those roles of taking care of herself, she don't need no man, you know, she's the head of her own life, and et cetera, et cetera. If you run into them kind of women, somebody who don't need a man, who don't even really want a man to take care of her or to be there for her, but, you know, you can be her mate, but she's going to be her own thing. She's going to be her woman. She's going to, you know, and you both playing that man leading role. That's why. Because she had to step into the masculine to take care of herself, to support herself, to defend herself, to protect herself. The man wasn't doing it. There was no man doing it. The men were not playing their role correctly. So don't blame the woman. Don't blame the woman for the role that she's playing now. Don't blame her at all. If the blame goes anywhere, it goes into misunderstanding the role as a man. I'll put the blame there if I'm going to put it anywhere. I will put it on misunderstanding God's meaning to the man's role. The woman knew her role. It wasn't until the man was not performing his role that she had to step out. And because women stepped out so long ago, the women today, they probably don't even know the woman's role at all. Because all they've seen was women take care of themselves. That's why so many women are passing men now. Because that's what they were birthed into. They were birthed into women going for themselves, defending themselves, protecting themselves, taking care of themselves. They were born into that. Because long ago, that balance was lost. So they were born into imbalance.
And that's why you're going to find more women like that. I'm not even sure if you're even find any balanced women. There's probably some out there. But I don't know how easy it'll be for you to find one. I really don't know. I mean, I'm just now getting back in balance myself. I stepped out of balance. After I went through a marriage and there was no real masculine balance there, and I was dishonored and disrespected, no. You may not find too many balanced women out there. But if you want the balanced women to come back, then pray that the men would be back balanced. Pray for the men. Don't be praying for balanced women. Pray for balanced men. Pray for the balanced man. Because when the men get back in balance, when the men go back honoring and respecting women, when the men go back looking at women as a daughter of God, when a man go back seeing her as having the same grace and blessings that he has, when men go back as seeing a woman as his helpmeet, as the spiritual intuitive guidance, as someone who will help him to keep his eyes on God and keep him strong in the Lord, if he would look at a woman as her role, the role that God gave her as a strength, as a wisdom speaker, as the spiritual one, as the one who is more intuitively connected to the source of all, as the one who has a closer relationship with God, if he look at her as that and respect and honor her, she'll be back in balance. Balance will come back to the planet. Balance will come back into the hearts of the women. Do you think a woman would try to be a man if she knows that the man she is with is balanced? There would be no need. There would be no need for her to take on more of a masculine role when the man she is with is balanced. She will automatically be balanced. And if she has seen nothing but imbalance all her life, and she comes across a balanced man, she may be confused. She may be wanting to go into that balanced state, but her human side will fight it in the beginning because her human side is going to be confused. Like, wait a minute. Women don't act like this. Women don't submit. Women don't, you know. She's going to fight it in the beginning because she's not used to it. It's not what she was birthed into. And she's not going to understand it. And she may look at a balanced man as a weak man because she's not used to seeing a balanced man. She doesn't know a balanced man. It's foreign to her. And so she may look at a balanced man as somebody who's weak. And my God, he's so sensitive, or he's so emotional, he's so this, or he's... Because she is so strong and she is so powerful and she is so masculine herself. And a balanced man will confuse her. So that takes patience. You're going to have to be patient. So if you have a woman, so if you're a balanced man and you involve a woman who is out of balance, that's going to take some patience. Because she's going to be fighting coming into alignment with her truth, into alignment with her goddess, as the way it's meant to be, because she's not familiar with that. And if she's not around it, if she's not among goddesses, balanced women, it's just going to be too foreign for her. And she's not going to understand it. She's not going to understand it. And she might even really step into her masculine. Oh, I got me a little whip here. I can just make him do what I want. And, you know, she may take on that kind of role. And I've seen women like that. I've seen women that hit their husbands. I've seen women that beat on them. I've seen women that abuse them. I mean, really, like a woman get abused by a man. I've seen women abusing men like that. And I've also seen men staying in a relationship just like a woman would stay in an abusive relationship. feeling like that's what they deserve. Or I even met a man online, and he liked being manhandled by a woman. He was asking me all kinds of questions. And I'm like, why is this man asking me these kind of questions? It turns out that he likes women to manhandle him. He likes powerful, strong women. He likes being like the women that's being abused mentally and physically. I thought that was kind of weird. You know, I didn't understand that at all. But yeah, there are men out there who want to be manhandled by a woman. And there are women out there beating on them and abusing them just like, you know, men would do a woman. That is just so out of balance. The world is not in balance. But going back to why, it's because women were not respected and honored. That's why. Women were burnt on crosses, killed, because they were so, we're natural healers, and we're so intuitive. We're very powerful, very powerful. And when we used it the way it was meant to be used, men called us witches. They burnt us at the stake because we were healing. We were using herbs, and we were healing the sick, and the things that we were doing, that was our gift. And man was afraid of that gift and killed us, burnt us at the stake, called us witches. Is that when the disrespect started? I don't know. It may go back even further than that. But the disrespect and dishonor of women, I mean, millions of women were murdered, burnt at the stake, called witches. All that stuff that went on those many, many years ago, that brought the imbalance. That's what brought it. So this message, like I said, is for the men. It's for the men. So take heed. If you're out there complaining about women not being submissive or not being wanting to be taken care of by a man or whatever your complaint is, this is why. And the only way I believe it can be corrected is if you follow God's word and do as he says. Honor the woman. Know and see that she has the same grace that you have. She is only weaker physically, not spiritually or as far as wisdom. She has just as much wisdom. She's just as spiritual. She's just as blessed. She's equal. She's equal. Look at women as your helpmate, as someone who is more spiritually in tune. Someone who has a closer, more intimate relationship with the source of all creation. Someone who is there to keep you on track, to keep you close to God, and to pray for you and keep giving you strength and confidence that you can do it. That's her role. Her role is to help you be a better you. She's not insulting you or making you feel less than a man. She's to help you be a better you because she has that intuitive guidance. She has a special gift that God gave her to help you. Don't disrespect her and dishonor her. Respect and honor the gift that God has given her because he gave it to her for your benefit, to help you, not slay, not punching bag, help meet, to help you keep a close relationship with the Father, to help you move forward and co-create with the Father. Understand the role of the woman. Understand
how that role got out of balance and understand what can be done to get it back in balance. Understand your role as a man. Understand your role as a man first. And then when you fully understand that, when it's clear to you, then you will be that man. And the more of you who understand the role that you're to play, the more of you understand it and the more of you actually be it, I mean be that man, women will line up. Women will come in balance. Because there are women out there looking for what they call a real man. There are women out there looking for a real man. You got women out there, I've heard this, out there like almost giving you an interview to see where your stance is before they even date you. I overheard a conversation. It's like they have this checklist and they're asking you all these questions. You got a job? Got a car? What kind of car you got? What kind of job you got? How much money you making? You know, where you live at? What kind of house you live in? I mean, you know, it's like they have a checklist, a questionnaire for you to, and if you pass it, they just might date you. I thought that was hilarious. I said, oh, my God. Just like men had checklists. Didn't men have checklists? Oh, let me see if she got enough meat on her bones. Let me see if she's tall enough. Let me see if she's cute enough. Let me see if she's shaped enough. Let me see how big her breasts are. Let me see if she got a nice butt back there. And you know, did you men have a checklist for women? Well, now women got a checklist for a man. The only difference is the man's checklist was physical. The women's checklist has to do with the economics. Men were physically concerned. They wanted to make sure that what they had hanging on their arm looked good enough, dressed good enough. But women, they went even deeper than that. So can you understand how wise a woman is? You know, she didn't just have on her checklist how you look. She got stuff on there that's more serious than that. What kind of money is this man making? Where does this man live at? What kind of job he got? They went deeper, didn't they? I don't think the men cared what kind of job the woman had or where she was working. He just wanted to make sure she was pretty. She was the size and height he wanted. She had enough back, had enough breasts. You know, and probably was like a yes person. And maybe look for them yes women. You know what I'm talking about? You know, so their checklist was different. But look at the difference between a checklist. You see how a woman thinks? You see how a woman thinks? And see that, the way she thinks can help you. That's a special gift she has. She may not be using it correctly anymore, but you see the difference between the checklist. That right there may just be enough for you to understand the extra special gift that God gave women to help the man. To help the man. Imagine if she used that gift the way God meant for her to use it. But she can only do it with a balanced man. Other than that, she's going to do it for herself. She's going to use that gift for her own protection. Because right now, she still needs to be protected. That's all she's been raised with. That's all she knows, is to protect self. To do for self. So let's help bring this balance back. Men knocked it out of whack. So, men, let's get the balance back. Let's do it God's way this time. Let's honor and respect the woman. Woman. Men like to say, yeah, you see that W-O, man. You know, you came from the man with a head, with a head. Yeah, and the women, the other joke is, and I'm the neck. And I turn the head. There's all kinds of jokes out there about the woman and the man and the woman. Because every time a man says something, there's a part of the woman's joke that come along that just knocks his saying out the way. You know, I'm the head of the house, yeah, and I'm the neck that turns the head. So she'll come back with something that'll just knock down what you say. That's the woman's gift. That's that extra special gift she has been given to help the man to be a better man, to help the man to stay close to God. Understand that. Understand a woman's true role. Understand your role. Let's bring the balance back. Let's bring the balance back. How many men out there would pledge to find out his role as a man, to understand it, to converse with God and understand his role? And be it. With God's assistance, with God's guidance, be that man. How many men will pledge to do that? Be that man. Because you are the key to bringing forth the balanced woman. You are the key, man. You are the key to bring back the balanced woman. Even though the goddess energy is strong, even though women are stepping back into their goddess power, there are still so many that are not. So much more that are not. Because there are so much more women in households where they are being disrespected and dishonored. There are so many women on the street that are being disrespected and dishonored. There are so many women who are disrespecting and dishonoring themselves. Because it's what they see and it's all they know. We have young girls disrespecting and dishonoring their feminine nature and don't even know it because it's all they see. The men aren't correcting that. The men aren't treating them with respect and honor, showing them respect and honor. They're not doing it. You are the key. You are the key to bring back the balanced feminine by becoming the balanced masculine. Become balanced. Know who you are. Know your role as a man. Understand your role and be who you are meant to be as a man. Just imagine meeting that woman that you so desire to have in your life. I don't mean that human, egotistical part of you. I'm talking about that deep down soul level you. That mate that you truly desire to have. That mate is out there. But are you in position to receive that mate? And is that mate in position to receive your balanced masculine self? Be balanced and understand the role of a balanced woman. You know her when you see her. You know the balanced woman once you understand your role as a balanced man and be that. You know a balanced woman and you know an unbalanced woman. And by you being balanced and by you respecting and honoring her, you can help her get back in balance. Even if it's just a little spark, even just a little teeny spark to awaken something in her. It may take her months or years for that spark to get bigger. Because like I said, she's going to be in confusion at first, especially if she only knows the masculine side.
so, men, I've said enough. I'm just repeating myself now. But that's it. That's your message from God for men. Will you heed the message? Will you heed the message?